Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brackets are out. Brackets are up. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, and the top seeds, the number one seeds, looking very, very strong this time around. Auburn gets the number one overall seed. Duke, Houston, and Florida. Florida won the SEC. And Perloff, your eyes immediately go to Duke because they were without Cooper Flagg for most of the ACC tournament, yet won the ACC tournament anyway. And now I think nothing's easy in this type of format, but I think they draw one of the easier runs to the Final Four than any of the other number one seeds.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama, of course, is experienced. So I would counter with the fact that the Tide have been there, and they've been a lot further. They've been further than Duke, this current Alabama team, and they're old, and they have big game experience. So I don't think it's a cakewalk necessarily, but I have been fading Duke, and I have to be honest, the fact that they play their Elite Eight game in Newark, I do see a Final Four trip, but for them to go all the way, since when? They're young. They're so young. Con Knipple and Cooper Flagg, they look young. I just think that they're going to play against a lot of grown men in this tournament. The SEC is loaded with these gigantic teams. I think that it's going to be very hard for Duke to make the run. I am not putting them in the winner's box.
I am. Yeah. 14 teams, though, did make it from the SEC. Yeah. We were, you know, watched all season long about how this was the best conference in America, and it was reflected in that 14. I mean, it breaks a record, shatters a record, quite frankly. And I think if one of these SEC teams does not win, it's probably a bit of a letdown. But Auburn has lost three of their last four. You know, you love Alabama, but hasn't been able to win at all. They were Final Four last year. Florida, phenomenal. 30-win team. Todd Golden becoming one of the hottest coaches in the country despite some, you know, issues off the court earlier on in the season that he seems to have gotten past. But Florida finds themselves in this crazy region where they're facing other Hall of Fame coaches like Rick Pitino, who's in this region, Bill Self, John Calipari, Penny Hardaway is in this region, Danny Hurley is in this region. It's just that West region is crazy. And Houston, third year in a row, Pearl, with a number one seed in this tournament. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are going to have to get through the likes of a Gonzaga team that probably should have been higher than an eight. They're going to have to get through the likes of a Kentucky that's a three. Tennessee is a two.
Yeah, again, this is the, except for Tennessee, this is the typical NCAA tournament disappointer bracket here. Kentucky, Purdue, those are the teams that, I mean, Kentucky lately, come on. Although it's a different team.
Different team now, they, Mark Pope.
Yeah, but generally, you have to feel very, very nervous about advancing them even past the first round. Houston has been disappointing. They are so big and physical. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine how you're just a normal college basketball team trying to hang with them the entire game. So many old guys. Tennessee.
Yep.
They're very old too. There are just a lot of 22 and 23 year olds in this tournament. That is going to be my key strategy going throughout. I really like the Houston bracket. I almost said to myself, oh, they want Houston to finally get to the Final Four. Because it feels like they've been knocking at the door of being an elite team. This bracket, to me, is the easiest of the four.
855-212-4227. We're asking you a couple questions today. One, what is your strategy for filling out brackets? Mine is I look at who is the best player in the tournament, and that's who I generally back. And I think the best player in the tournament's got to be Cooper Flagg. So that's another reason why I'm putting Duke as the national champions. And then I'm thinking about, Pearl, just going blanket every 13 seed over a 4 and every 12 seed over a 5. Unique strategy by me to be, you know, pulling for that many upsets. But I think that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, so you put them through the first round. How far do you make all these teams?
2 rounds.
You are going to have them win 2 rounds.
Not all of them. Some of them, like High Point. Who I've been calling for weeks now is going to be my Cinderella. I have them beating Purdue and then beating McNeese. So there you go. High Point is going to be the one team that I have going too deep.
Love it.
In this tournament. Meanwhile, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you got to love Yale, right?
You know, I don't love Yale, but I'm going to pick Yale. Here's the thing about Yale. They upset Auburn last year. Yeah. I wonder, is it hard to see a team coming a second time in a row? Like, Yale could kind of take a team by surprise. Like, ooh, here comes Yale. They beat Auburn. But now you're kind of waiting for them because you know how good they are.
Except they're supposed to be a little better this year. So that's a tough draw, though, A&M.
Mm-hmm. Very tough. What's your strategy? 855-212-4227. Another question for you. Are you rooting for Rick Pitino? Guy's been in our life for a long time, bro. He's been coaching for 50 years. He is now taking his 6th team to the NCAA tournament. It's a record. Yet, you know, he's got a lot of things in his past, a lot of different scandals, lots of different, of every flavor and variety that you can have a scandal. It seems like Rick Pitino has had that. And, you know, this is kind of being touted as this big redemption story. A little hard for me to get behind.
Yeah, it's almost, this is going to sound like I'm taking it. It's almost funny, though. Like, just seeing Rick Pitino up there, there's almost a wink and a nod. It almost like a scriptwriter did this. I don't take it as seriously, seeing him up there with the violations of the past. I watch him at these press conferences. He's toying with the media. Everyone seems to be having fun with this. I don't know. Like, all that scandal seems like a former generation. It's still with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bringing up old stuff, but there's something about it that just still gives me a bit of an ick factor, and I know he's not the only one. There's a lot of guys who are coaching in this bracket who have had plenty of the NCAA violations. It's just hard for me to fully get behind it. Okay, 855-212-4227. We should also mention Maggie and Perloff, Season 4 Pearl Jam, up and running. So if you want to play a bracket challenge against the show, come on in, sign up. You can find the link at any of our social channels. So that's X, that's Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got. I'm going to fill out mine right when the show ends today.
Are you? Okay. I'm the opposite. I'm going to take in every piece of analysis known to man and have paralysis by analysis. I'm going to look at advanced metrics. I'm going to look at what the experts say. And you got to pick the right expert to listen to.
Who do you like? So you're just going to copy someone else's work, Pearl? That's lame.
Who doesn't love information overload?
I'm going to copy somebody's work. Okay. Are you sitting there watching tape in New Mexico to decide who's winning the New Mexico Marquette game?
Hey, that's the young Pitino team.
Yeah, Richard, the other one. I called High Point weeks ago, Pearl.
The key is it's not copying other people's work. It's knowing when to fade certain people where. Like, you got to know when Jay Williams is speaking out of emotion. Oh. And you got to know Seth Greenberg. We've known him for years, who he likes and who he doesn't like. You got to understand that Seth Davis went to Duke. There's so much going on here. Wow. It's not a matter of copying.
That's the type of information overload, that I could do without. What's your strategy to filling out your bracket? Again, 855-212-4227. All right. It wouldn't be the Maggie and Perloff show if we didn't zag while everyone is zigging. So without further ado, we'll reveal the special Maggie and Perloff bracket. All right, Perloff, would you like to do the honors of revealing what this year's theme is?
All right. There's a reason we went in this direction. It has to do with you, Maggie. Nobody is a bigger fan of comedy movie sequels on this planet than one Maggie Gray. I think it was greatly affected by when she was age 11 watching cable TV and yeah. thinking these are funny and not really maturing much since then.
No.
In a comedy sense. So we decided this year that our side bracket, our side hustle, is going to be determining the greatest sequel of all time. Field of 64, we're going to put up to your vote to figure out the greatest movie sequel of all time. And I got to tell you, it sounds easy. There are some amazing choices in the field.
Yeah, but we should be clear. Just because my love of comedy movie sequels doesn't mean these are all comedies.
No, this is everything. All comedies. Yes, it's Hangover 2 is a one seed.
Absolutely not. This is the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. Now, one other piece of housekeeping. We defined sequels as the second movie only.
Right, so we adjusted the term because we looked it up in the dictionary and sequel could be the third because the third is a sequel to the second movie, but we're only doing the two.
Right. We didn't want to get into it. There's so many nowadays with the like comic book movies and Rockies and all that stuff. There's just so many. So we are defining it just as the second movie. First movie comes out, the second movie is considered the sequel, okay? So let's get going. The Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. We're going to start in the Gotham City region. We're just going to reveal one region today. The number one overall seed is The Dark Knight.
You know what I noticed? Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that like a gangbanger will get shot, or a truckload of soldiers will be blowing up, nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds.
Okay, Dark Knight is the number one seed in this region. They will take on the 16 seed, D2 the Mighty Ducks.
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're gonna stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks. And ducks fly together.
That's right. And just when you think they're about to break apart,
ducks fly together.
And when the wind blows hard and the sky is black,
ducks fly together.
Wow. This whole debate, D2 versus Dark Knight. Very similar movies.
Heath Ledger versus Emilio Estevez. You be the judge. Okay, the eighth seed in this Gotham region is the movie Ocean's 12.
I think I'm 50 years old. Let me ask you something. How old do you think I am?
48.
I think I'm 48 years old.
52.
Do I look 50 to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, only from the neck up.
All right, it's the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. Eighth seed Ocean's 12 up against the ninth seed Toy Story 2.
Hold it right there.
Buzz?
You again. Woody, thank goodness you're all right.
Buzz, what is going on?
Hold on. Oh. I am Buzz Lightyear, and I'm in charge of this detachment. No, I'm Buzz Lightyear. I am Buzz Lightyear. I'm Buzz Lightyear.
So who's the real Buzz?
I am. Don't let this imposter fool you. He's been trained by Zurg himself to mimic my every move. Buzz!
Could be Tim Allen's best work. That's the 8-9 matchup of the Maggie Perloff sequels bracket. The fifth seed in this region, Kill Bill Volume 2.
What do I find? Not only are you not dead, you're getting married to some f***ing jerk. And you're pregnant. I overreacted.
You overreacted?
Okay. The fifth seed in this region of the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket goes up against the 12th seed, Deadpool 2.
Meet Bedlam.
Cool name. Superpowers?
I can distort electrical fields, including the one inside your brain, causing anxiety, confusion, pain.
So basically, you're Dave Matthews. We can use him. I'm a zeitgeist. Cool. I like you. So you have the power to put your finger on the pulse of society?
No. No, I spit acidic vomit.
Oh.
Do you want me to demonstrate? No.
Yeah, we'll take
Thank
your
you.
Word for it.
Yeah.
Listen, we've all eaten at Arby's.
Okay. It's Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. We're finding the best sequel that ever existed. The fourth seed of this region is Captain America Winter Soldier.
I need a new set of lungs. Dude, you just ran like 13 miles in 30 minutes.
Guess I got a late start.
Really? You should be ashamed of yourself. You should take another lap. Did you just take it? I assume you just took it.
What unit are you with?
58th Pararescue. But now I'm working down at the VA. Sam Wilson.
Steve Rogers.
I kind of put that together. Must have freaked you out coming home after the whole defrosting thing.
It takes some getting used to. It's good to meet you, Sam.
Okay, fourth seed, Captain America Winter Soldier in the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket goes up against the 13th seed, the Addams Family Values.
We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller. Gary, she's changing the words. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Is that get a little Wednesday love there? That's not the show Wednesday. That was Addams Family Values 2.
Addams Family Values, yes. The sequel to Addams Family. These are all sequels, yeah. The Maggie and Perloff bracket. We're in the Gotham region. Just a few more to go. The sixth seed in this region, a classic, Superman 2.
Darth, okay.
Clark, let me see your hand. Give it to me.
No, it's all right.
Let me look at it. You are Superman.
Oh, Lois, come on. Don't be...
Oh.
Yeah. Is John Hackman Williams in this score? Gene Hackman in the second
I think,
one?
Yeah, he's a bit, but that's where General Zod goes. I am taking over planet Houston.
The sixth seed Superman 2 in the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket goes up against the 11th seed Bad Boys 2.
Who the f*** are you?
I'm Mr. Bennett. I'm Reggie.
What you doing here?
Came to take out Megan.
What?
I came to take out Megan.
How old are you?
I'm 15, Mr. Bennett.
Mother f***, you look 30. Show me some ID.
I don't have none on me.
You don't have no idea. Get your ass up against that wall. What the f*** is your problem? You think you know it all? You little young Thundercats. You got joints on you?
No.
You smoke that
No, sir.
You trying to get my daughter high? You smoke
Mark.
That
Who that is,
it's
John?
Reggie.
Who the f*** is Reggie?
Martin Lawrence. At his best. Okay, it's the Maggie Perloff sequels bracket. This is the Gotham region. This is the only region we're revealing today. The third seed in this region, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is he nuts?
He's no nuts. He's crazy.
Come all around. Prepare to meet Kali in hell. Oh, on that ring!
Okay, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom in the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket, sequels bracket, goes up against the 14 seed Perloff, The Hangover 2.
I think it's happened again.
Hell, what did you do?
I didn't do anything, I swear to God.
Your hair is gone.
Stu, come on, get up, we got a situation.
Oh, holy. Where are we? Oh, my God, Alan, your head. Oh, your head.
Okay, two more matchups in the Maggie Perloff sequels bracket. The seventh seed in this region is John Wick Chapter 2.
John Wick is a man of focus. Commitment. Once killed three men in a bar.
With a pencil. I know, I've heard the stories.
With a f***ing pencil.
By the way, true story, flipping around college basketball this weekend, John Wick 2 is on TV. It is a sign. It's a lot like John Wick 1 and John Wick 3, but it's pretty awesome.
Seventh seed in this region, the Maggie Perloff sequels bracket, that goes up against the 10th seed, Inside Out 2.
Who made the console orange?
Do I look orange?
I didn't touch
orange
it.
Orange is not my color.
Not me. Hello, everybody. Ah! Oh, my gosh. I am just such a huge fan of yours. And now here I am meeting you face to face. Okay, how can I help? I can take notes, get coffee, manage your calendar, walk your dog, carry your things, watch you sleep.
Wow, you have a lot of energy. Maybe you could just stay in one place.
Anything. Just call my name and I'm here for you.
Okay, love that. And what was your name again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can get ahead of myself. I'm anxiety.
There you go. Apropos this time. Okay, and last matchup here, the Maggie and Perloff Gotham region, Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket, the second seed in this region is the Lost World Jurassic Park.
You know, I beg people to listen to me. I use plain, simple English. I don't have any accent that I'm wearing.
Oh, shut up.
So that should make an interesting chapter in your book, eh?
I think that the debate over the parental instincts of the T-Rex is now academic.
Hang on, this is gonna be bad.
Who doesn't love dinosaurs? And the 15th seed, the last one in this region, a Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket, Ghostbusters 2.
All in the hands of our lawyer now.
I think you guys are making a big mistake. I do mostly tax law and some probate stuff occasionally. I got my law degree in night school.
Well, that's fine, Lewis. We got arrested at night.
There you go. All right, so that's the first region, Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. We're looking to find the greatest sequel ever made.
I mean, the question isn't, did we make the sequel bracket? It's should we have made the sequel bracket? Trying to do Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park 2, and I just screwed it up.
Yeah, we were so busy making the sequels bracket, we never stopped to find out if we should have made the sequels bracket.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I should deliver it that way. There's some heavyweights and some lightweights in there. There's some lightweights. I'm not going to lie to you. Hangover 2, The Paycheck was not my favorite movie of all time.
But, yes, The Search for More Money. The Dark Knight is really good, though. Yeah, people love that.
It's so interesting about the sequel bracket that there are some really fun, silly lower seeds. I don't know if your 12s are going to beat your 5s, but there's some heavyweights. Dark Knight's going to be big.
Well, 12 seed Deadpool 2, I think people really like. That's going up against Kill Bill Volume 2, which is kind of like a, you know, extension of the first movie. Yeah.
Temple of Doom, iconic.
Temple of Doom is really strong. I actually thought Ghostbusters 2 should have been higher than a 15 seed. I argued for that.
That's because you're insane.
Well, so basically, you're Dave Matthews.
What is with you in these comedy sequels?
And forget, remember, this year, nobody can complain about seeding because we took it out of our hands.
That is true. We decided instead of us ruining the seating, we left it to the computers and we let AI.
We let Ken Pomeroy.
We left it to Bubba Cunningham.
Yeah.
The Mag Pearl ranking that happened. This is a computer ranking totally.
I think you're an idiot.
Ghostbusters 2 was 0-9 against Quad 1 teams.
Viggo, the painting, the evil painting comes to life. You didn't love that one?
I know we got a break, but also if you measure it against the first movie, that's where you get into big trouble with some of these movies.
That's true. So we are attempting to find the greatest sequel of all time, greatest movie sequel, and that was the first region, the Gotham region, was just revealed. So we'll put that out on our social.
So basically, you're Dave Matthews.
855-212-4227. We love a Dave Matthews joke around here. Bogus's expense. Okay, we've got some NFL news to get to. We'll do that next.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. You could go to our X feed. I'm calling it X feed. Anyway, to find out our movie sequel bracket, the top 64 sequels of all time. Every year we do a side bracket in addition to the NCAA tournament bracket. And of course, you could also compete against us in our actual NCAA tournament bracket, men's side. Maggie, you're pretty confident this year with your strategy.
Yeah, I always pick the best player in the tournament, yeah, and then I pick them to win. It happened, worked for me one time in 2003, and I've been riding this thing ever since. It hasn't worked since, but that's the kind of stick-to-itiveness and the perseverance that I like to display. So I'm going with Cooper Flagg. He's the best player in the tournament, even with a sprained ankle. So I'm going to pick Duke to win it all. But meanwhile, I have some other strategies that I'm employing this year.
Yes.
It's an all upsets in terms of 13-4s and 12-5s. The 12-5 is like the, you know, that's the easy one. I think 13-4 is the new 12-5. So I'm just going upsets across the board, and that's going to be the other half of my strategy. And I feel good about this. You can go to all of our social channels and sign up for Pearl Jam Season 4.
Yeah. I'm going old guys, and there are a million of them. I can't believe how many 23-year-olds are in this tournament. It's like college football. The 22, 23-year-olds have a major advantage. How does an 18-year-old compete with Mark Sears and LJ Cryer and guys who've already been in seven tournaments?
Well, he's the best player. I mean, he was competing against like Team USA,
yeah,
and LeBron James and Kevin Durant in the summertime, and they all said he was amazing. So and I think he's a special dude.
Yeah. Is he so special to buck all historic trends since your guy Carmelo?
Well,
actually, Anthony Davis. But Anthony Davis didn't even have a great fight. Wasn't he? Did he go cold in one of those Final Four games?
He didn't shoot well in the Final Four game.
Yeah. But they, I mean, listen.
But then he carried him in the championship game.
No, sorry. The championship game, he didn't shoot well. That's what I meant.
Well, he was pretty good down the stretch of that game, though. I was there. I watched it. But yes.
But he had a bunch of pros around him, too. It actually wasn't the greatest Kentucky team, but he did have first round picks at every spot.
Listen, whatever your strategy is, you let us know at 855-212-4227. Now, as far as strategy to win the sequel bracket, I mean, good luck to you. Because when you have the Dark Knight going up against D2, the Mighty Ducks, all bets are off.
I have a predicted winner. Everybody...
From this region?
Overall. I think when I just... We said it, the greatest sequel of all time. I think they're... Everybody immediately goes to a movie, and not the same movie, but I'm saying you think greatest sequel of all time, a movie pops into your head. I think that's the movie that wins the whole thing. I won't reveal what it is, but there's greatest sequel of all time. Everyone, boom, has an answer.
Right. We're going to reveal one region a day. So the number one seed in this region is Dark Knight, as I just mentioned. Two seed, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. I was not a fan of this movie. Jeff Goldblum came back, but he was like about it, and Julianne Moore was in this movie. I think why it got such a high score on like Rotten Tomatoes and other things is because if you read the books, Jurassic Park, a lot of the second movie is also in the book, so it kind of felt like there was a lot of similar themes. Maybe?
I gotta be honest, I'm seeing it already. I feel like the Jurassic Park seeding is gonna get a lot of complaints.
Crush.
But like, again, it was not us. This is purely... the Mag Pearl ranking, right? Just like KenPom or Net. Like, we didn't do any. We just put the names
come on,
in there.
Man.
Put the names in there, and this is what it spat out. It had Jurassic Park as a two seed.
I know. I'm smelling an upset here with Ghostbusters 2. Anyway, you can see on our social channels everything that's out there. The real bracket that you can participate in, Pearl Jam Season 4, and then our side bracket, the sequels bracket. Everyone got all that?
What?
There you go. Andrew Boger says headlines for us. What's up, folks?
Guys, you just mentioned this a few minutes ago. The SEC was going to set the men's March Madness record for most selections ever. The exact number was the question, and it is 14 after Texas got in off the bubble. That's three more than the Big East got back in 2011. The Longhorns also matching the mark for most losses by an at-large team with 15. They'll play Xavier Wednesday for the right to play Illinois in round one.
Will?
Far from all of that is Auburn, Duke, Houston, and Florida on the one line. The Blue Devils sit atop the East region facing American or Mount St. Mary's on Friday. John Shire assumes he'll have the aforementioned Cooper Flagg for that one.
Our goal is for Friday, no question about it. I know that's his goal as well. We're just going to progress in the right way and still be smart about not doing too much in the beginning of the week.
All of this because of that nasty twisted ankle from the ACC tourney last Wednesday. How about this, Pearl? The women's bracket includes three Ivy League schools for the first time ever. Harvard won their tournament. Columbia and Princeton get in as at-larges.
I saw Harvard as this player that keeps on put up 40-point games. She's amazing. Sure. I don't know her name. I can't remember her name.
Wow, that's some dynamite analysis. Hey, do you guys know how many people, how many Harvard grads it takes to screw in a light bulb?
How many mags?
How many?
Well, just one, and then everyone waits for the universe to revolve around that person.
Now we're doing mom jokes now. We have dad joke. Mom
You're welcome, joke, Maggie. America.
Harmony Turner, by the way.
There we go. Right, she's on schedule.
She's unbelievable based on the highlights that I've seen on SportsCenter, and that's, I've never watched a Harvard game. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, how dare you?
No one would have known any of this. You just did not mention any of it, just to be clear.
But Harmony Turner, that I haven't.
Yeah, that you didn't know who she was, so you won't watch any Harvard. Like,
yeah.
This is all
this
volunteers.
This is a self-created problem.
Yeah. But listen, again, anybody who's saying that they're an expert on the three Ivy League, who's been watching Ivy League's women? Manny, have you been studying this bracket?
Oh, yeah, big on Harmony.
Sounded legit.
Manny, you would like her, by the way. Let me just put it that way.
I probably would.
Manny would like any of these ladies.
That's right. They wouldn't like him.
That's also correct.
We're not sure.
No, I feel pretty safe in an accomplished woman in good shape's not going to like me.
You got something else in there,
folks? I do. The NFL tried to steal some headlines overnight with the Bengals coming to terms with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Chase replacing Myles Garrett, who replaced Max Crosby as the highest paid non-QB ever. His four-year extension reportedly guarantees him $112 million. Initial reports say the first half of Higgins' four-year extension guaranteed, but the exact dollar amount still unclear. He would have made $26 million on the franchise tag for this coming season.
What is this fix here for the Bengals? Now, do we just have to assume that the defense is going to get better? They fired Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator. We still don't have Trey Hendrickson. But do we just assume the defense will get better? Because last year, I saw Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow basically have all-time seasons. T. Higgins has played 12 games in the last 2 years, so I don't know, does his health automatically get better now with the money?
Well, they would like you to assume that the defense will get better.
But T. Higgins is totally sitting out waiting to get paid.
What, hurt his ability to play full season?
Oh, no. Yeah, he was lollygagging on that injury. Everybody knew that.
Okay, and by the way, soft tissue injuries, and good luck with that because they're nagging and they can pop up at any minute.
By the way, that being said, I understand your logic and I get it. They have no other team around, but you got to keep, if you can keep T. Higgins in the house, you got to keep that guy. He's amazing.
That was the Athletic's argument. And they're right about this with their Bengals beat guys. Like, they don't have other good players to pay right now. So they have to pay these guys and then hope that they can find cheap free agents and hit on the draft. But they only have four picks and they need offensive line help. So, like, they needed to get this done, but it's because it was almost like we might as just well now get this over with.
But they were much better when he was on the field last year. You could at least squint and see that.
It's fine as long as he's actually on the field. And then I wonder, you know, I've thought this whole time that they are basically lying to Joe Burrow and saying we're going to re-sign all three of these guys. They've got two now under contract, and I think Trey is gone. And I think they're getting this done now with a month to go before the draft so that they can still solicit offers here and try to get some draft capital.
I believe I saw from Jordan Shorts today that they still have hope that they can get Henderson back.
Listen, if they want to, they can do it.
I know. I mean, the question is the want to, right? Like the Browns typically are the team that give out, the Bengals don't give out a lot of cash. The Browns that are. So that's the big question, right? Like, this is a lot of money up front that he's about to pay. He just gave a big bonuses to the both wide receivers and give another big bonus to Hendrickson. This is going to be maybe $100 million all in one.
So,
one
boo-hoo spell. Billionaire.
So Albert,
I feel so bad for you.
Albert Breer says that the real money expenditure next year on Burrow, Chase, and Higgins is $110 million. But the cap's going to be $300 million for next season. So that ends up not really being that much money.
Well, it's also even the cap is also a figment of our imagination. Just keep that in mind at all times.
By the way, I'm not even sure Mike Brown's a millionaire. You ever see that guy? he's barely a millionaire. You're like, boo-hoo, millionaire. That guy shops at the same places we do, I think.
He's a thousandaire.
He's late on rent.
Can't forget to mention Cooper Rush. He's no longer going to back up Dak Prescott, choosing instead to back up Lamar Jackson. Baltimore reportedly guaranteeing Rush $4.2 million
and it's like,
over 2 years.
How's that going to work in practice? One unit has Lamar Jackson, the other's got Cooper Rush. They're so different in style. You know, I know it doesn't matter for your backup quarterback, but that's kind of funny because Cooper Rush can't do Lamar Jackson things. I guess it doesn't matter at all. But I would think that You might have the backup who also runs.
No, it's kind of like having a bullpen where like the guy comes in and starts throwing changeups or something.
Yeah,
it's just totally
lefty-righty.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think if you're a defense and say Lamar sprains his ankle or something, Cooper Rush comes in, you have to make a major adjustment.
You're a little bit too old to watch cars, but anyway.
If the Knicks are going to lose to Draymond Green and the Warriors, maybe they could use a player like this.
Jay, double teamed out front. He's at the foul line to Wallace, slicing. Lobbing. Hartenstein gathers and bumps with a left hand. A big send down. Byhart, 16 points, 10 rebounds. His 25th double-double, second in as many nights.
That's Matt Pinto, Thunder Radio. Former Knick, Isaiah Hartenstein, a career-high 24 points plus 12 boards in OKC's 121-105 win in Milwaukee. The Clippers thumped the Hornets 123-88. James Harden, 31 points, 10 boards, 7 assists. And the Hawks lost their 6th in a row in Brooklyn, 122-114. The St. Louis Blues hammered the Ducks 7-2. They've won 8 of 11, now tied with the Canucks for the last wild card spot in the West. Vancouver losing to Utah last night 3-1. And the Players Championship still ain't done. Rory McIlroy, J.J. Spawn have a 3-hole aggregate playoff this morning, unable to do it last night before darkness because of a 4-hour rain delay earlier in the day. Rory had a 3-shot lead when they came back from that break, but could not close things out. And again, 3 more holes coming this morning. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you. Once again, if you'd like to compete against us as a show, you can do that. Pearl Jam Season 4, it's live. It's our bracket challenge. Go to any of our social channels right now, and you can find the link. So that's Twitter, X, that's Facebook, Instagram. We have you covered everywhere. So go and sign up, and, you know, let's all start talking some trash to Perloff's extended family, who apparently is all up in this bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, we always do a side bracket every year. This year is no different. The theme, best movie sequels. The Gotham City bracket region, rather, is live right now. The Dark Knight, the 1 seed, 2 seed in this region, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, and it goes on from there. So you can go check that out, and you can vote on that as well.
So basically, you're Dave Matthews.
And we will play that clip from now to the end of time just to get under Bogus's skin. Coming up next.
I'm not even listening.
Sure. Coming up next, whose stock is up and whose stock is down after a huge weekend? It's the M&P 500.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
100 next. Welcome back. We get back to our brackets in just a moment, but Pearl, we got to do stock up, stock down from a very busy weekend. Whose stock is up?
I actually am going with a team I'm now fascinated with. The Seattle Seahawks. This is Friday, kind of mid-morning, right after the show, signed Cooper Kupp. They have made a lot of moves. They signed Sam Darnold for cheap. They re-signed Ernest Jones. They brought in a lot of defensive talent. DeMarcus Lawrence, who's kind of old and injured. But regardless, this is an interesting team, a dynamic team, because they were stuck in limbo. So now I like them because you're either going to be really good or really bad. That's what I'm kind of into, taking some risks. Seattle is my stock up.
Did you see they gave Sam Darnold DK Metcalf's number?
Oh, I did not see that. 14?
Yep. So he's got it. Yeah. My stock up goes to the people at Golden Auctions. I don't know anything about them, but I think they're about to make a lot of money. Pearl, they sold a Flamin' Hot Cheeto shaped like Michael Jordan. Okay? It's going to be auctioned off, and it's expected to get a major haul because they auctioned off a Cheeto, a different Cheeto that looked like a Pokemon character for $87,000. The Pokemon character went for $87,000, so now they have a Flamin' Hot Cheeto that resembles Michael Jordan's Jumpman logo, and who knows how much this thing is going to get.
Wait, which Pokemon?
I didn't know this one. It's called Charizard?
Charizard?
Yeah. $87,000 for a Cheeto. And this one looks like the Jumpman logo. Here, look.
That's amazing.
How much would you pay for that Cheeto?
Then do you eat it?
No. I mean, you can do whatever you want with it.
How else do you save it?
Wasn't you preserve it.
What was the thing that we debated last year? The banana taped against the wall? We did that, right?
Yeah, that was like some kind of weird art installation. But this really looks like Michael Jordan's Jumpman logo just as a Cheeto.
Right. But well, similar with the banana. How long does it last? Can you put it in a frame and it just be there for decades?
Yeah, I mean, a banana will actually go bad. A Cheeto could survive a nuclear bomb.
I was wondering about that.
A Cheeto's going to outlive us all. And I'm not saying cheetah, a Cheeto, a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Chester.
Yeah, exactly, the snack. So big ups to Golden Auctions, who's making money off of these weirdly shaped Cheetos. Okay, whose stock is down?
This is almost unfair because it's kicking a team when they're down. Watch the Suns-Lakers game yesterday. This Phoenix team is the most embarrassing, even more embarrassing than the Mavs, in a sense, because the Mavs are just an outright joke, but the Suns still think that they're kind of cool. They are non-competitive with Kevin Durant. I really think this is one of the most disappointing, quote-unquote, super-ish teams of all time. It's not just that they're not great. You can see the lack of effort. They annoy me so much.
Grow up.
Yeah, they are. I mean, the Bradley Beal was just terrible signing. Now they wanted to trade Durant. Remember, he wouldn't go to Golden State, and it looks like Jimmy Butler was the way better fit. So
he's an idiot.
Yeah, now they're competing with Dallas for that last play-in spot. I mean, they'd be the 4 seed in the East, but that's a West for you.
Who cares?
Yeah. No, KD, if you're listening, by the way, don't come at me in social, please.
Too late.
He's an idiot.
All right, my stock down. I was thinking about this over the weekend. I'm going to give it to Danny Hurley. Now, you'd wonder, Max, why Danny Hurley? He's the back-to-back champ. UConn in the tournament. They're going to be in the South region. I'm sorry, that's a lie. They're going to be in the West region taking on Oklahoma in an 8-9 matchup. You're like, Maggie, how Danny Hurley's winning at life, okay? Danny Hurley was like an eyelash away of becoming the Lakers head coach. And that job looked one way before they traded for Luka Doncic, and now it looks a different way. And they beat the Phoenix Suns yesterday. Do you think that Danny Hurley has any regret of not taking the job, knowing that basically it was just going to be a LeBron handing the baton off to Luka Doncic? Like, that makes your job pretty easy. Mm. We're lauding J.J. Redick now as being like this amazing coaching genius. Lakers are definitely, you know, headed in the right direction when LeBron comes back and if he's healthy. I think Danny Hurley stocked down. He should have taken the Lakers job.
Yeah, I hear you. That seems to assume the Lakers are going to win something, though, in that formula. Does that mean now we've raised expectations. If they lose, you also have the downside of losing with the Lakers. I don't think anyone's going to kill Danny Hurley for losing this year in the tournament.
Maybe not this year, but you lose. You know, it's hard to win a national title, right? Really hard. I don't know if it's harder to win a national title or an NBA title. We could have that debate another time, but he's won two. You could have left on this ultimate high note. could have coached the Lakers, and you could have always gone back to college.
Yeah, I guess so. But if the Lakers lose in round one, you get killed. And you have no idea how this is going to play out. Also, too, if, you know, it's a, what's the butterfly theory? If Danny Hurley is the coach of the Lakers, there's a lot of butterfly effect. Thank you. Butterfly tattoo. I'm just kidding. I saw one of those recently. Anyway, that's besides the point. Yeah, I mean, who knows if actually Luka ends up there. The Lakers haven't won anything. I'm sorry, am I missing something where they're in the finals?
They're not in the finals yet, but the job got a lot easier when you traded for Doncic.
Yes, but the job also got a lot more pressure on it. It's already pressure with the Lakers. This year especially, because you're going to have LeBron once he finally decides to take this vacation, end this vacation, and come back to the court. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I'm telling you, that I get why he stayed at UConn. I think the Lakers, you get killed if you lose it.
Hey, LeBron, we're pulling for your groin.
Okay, let's do one more round. Stock up.
Stock up is definitely old coaches, baby. I feel like we're in the golden era of 69 to 74-year-old coaches. My guy, Bruce Pearl in his 60s. Tom Izzo looking great. Rick Pitino, John Calipari, and Kelvin Sampson. All...
Rick Barnes.
But it feels like... You don't need to be young at all to coach in college basketball. That they have some sort of weird advantage. Most sports are not like that. Most sports are the exact opposite, where the 38-year-old grinds away. This is really kind of exciting for an older guy like me to see guys that were great in 2005 are all of a sudden the top coaches in the league. It's awesome. Obviously, Pitino leading the way out of nowhere. But people forget, Kelvin Sampson, 69 years old, and feels really, really vital.
Did you put Mark Few in there? How old is Mark Few? EJ, you're our Gonzaga historian here. Okay, one more stock up for you. I got to give a stock up to the LA Dodgers players. This is basically like a jealousy type thing. So they're in Japan to take on the Cubs, Pearl. That's going to happen today and tomorrow, right? I believe. There was a team dinner for the Dodgers. Now, I'm a big fan of sushi. I know not everybody loves that. There was a team dinner that Shohei Ohtani organized with a world-renowned sushi chef that all the Dodgers got to be a part of. If I could be a part of any team dinner, that would be the number one. You can keep your night before the Masters and whoever gets to pick out the menu. Give me the world-renowned sushi chef picked out by Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. I'd give anything to be a part of that.
It'd be amazing. Except for when Matsuyama won the Masters and he picked sushi.
Oh, he did, right. Yeah. That one time. But I can't leave it to just like one person's taste. I need Ohtani to find the best chef in Japan, and then everyone gets to delight in that.
But you get those killer desserts at the Masters meal. You get a little, what's that ice cream in Japan called? Mochi? Yeah, get a little mochi. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Ultimate stock up. Okay, we get back to the NCAA tournament brackets. What's your strategy for filling one out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.